Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antoine Bethea joins us, and this report is brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Antoine, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Antoine. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
Good, good. You know, I want to start with this, but I don't mean to jump
in. No, go ahead.
What's your thoughts on this quick turnaround Thursday night games? I mean, as a player, I mean, this has got to be very difficult to do.
Nah, it is, man. It's tough. Playing a game Sunday and then, you know, jumping back on Thursday, 9 times out of 10, you know, your body's not really feeling good from the past game until Thursday. But, you know, everybody has one. So, you know, got to go get it.
It doesn't make it easier when you got to face these guys.
Yeah.
When you got to face Tom Brady.
On the road, no less.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, you know, I think one thing, if you know you're trying to take positive at every situation, it's a short week for them too, you know. So it's not like, you know, they're going to come in and throw a whole bunch of new stuff at you. You know, they're kind of going to do what they do. And we got to go out there. You know, we got to play well. We got to play well. We're going to a hostile environment, like you guys said, going against a really good team.
Give me your overall assessment on the team defensive performance on Sunday against the Vikings.
Inconsistent. And I just think that's kind of been like our it's been the defense this whole year. You know, we've had one game where we played really well against the Redskins, but, you know, throughout the year it's been like really up and down. You know, you'll have some series where we come out, we're making plays, three and outs, and then it's other times where we're not really on, you know, whether it's, you know, playing our leverage or things of that nature. You know, this past game, you know, tackling was an issue. So very inconsistent, and we just got to get to a point where we just play more consistent across the board.
You know, the defense made a big play in this game, too. Peppers makes that big play down by the goal line, you know, for the fumble. You guys, you know, recover it and all. And then right away, you know, the offense gives it right back with the safety, which I thought really kind of was the big moment of the game on Sunday. So the defense did make a big play there, you know, on against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, and we, you know, I talk to the team about just playing complementary football, playing off, you know, the three different phases of the team playing off one another. And, you know, that was a tough break. You know, you know, Minnesota had a, you know, they have a great defense, a good defense, and, you know, obviously they get pressure and things of that nature. You know, J-Pep did a good job, you know, tracking them down, forcing that fumble. And, you know, as a defense, our job is to get the offense the ball back. So, that was a good turnover, but we gotta get more of those.
Was that demoralizing, though? Because like Joe mentioned, you guys forced the turnover. Now you give the ball back to the offense. One play later, they get 2 points from the safety, and then you got to go back on the field again. Was that almost a demoralizing thing that a turnover turned into basically 5 points ultimately?
I won't say demoralizing. You know, it's tough. Obviously, you know, I know the offense, they didn't want that to happen either, but at the end of the day, our job as a defense is when the offense is on the field, we got to keep them from scoring points. So the great defenses, man, you know, they love to be out there on the field and get opportunities to make big-time plays. So that's the just mindset that we have to have when our number is called.
You know, and you guys on the especially on the offensive side of the ball this week are pretty banged up now. Looks like Shepard's not going to play. Obviously, Saquon's already out. Gallman's got a concussion thing. Looks like Ingram may not play. So, you know, the offense can be a little strapped here going into this game on Thursday night.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I think every team is dealing with issues like that. You know, yeah, we have a lot of guys that's banged up, but I think every team in this league around this point is dealing with that. And I think the good thing is that, you know, it sounds cliche and everybody talks about it, but it's next man up. You know, these guys have an opportunity to go out and shine on Thursday night football against a great team. So, when your number's called, you got to be ready.
You mentioned, and we're talking to Antoine Bethea, the missed tackles, and there was a lot. I think the count was 15 or 16 missed tackles in this game. How do you explain something like that? How does that happen? And it was everybody. I mean, it was only like everybody chipped in with a missed tackle here and there. How do you explain that kind of performance from a team?
I don't know if you can explain it. You know, it's just one of them things where you got to be better at it. You can't. I mean, if you're a good defense, you don't have those many missed tackles. So that's one of the things that, you know, we talked about as far as leveraging the ball, just being a little bit more physical, taking one or two more steps to get closer to the ball carrier, and you know, just making it happen, getting the ball carrier down or the receiver down. But, you know, we talked about leverage and, like I said before, taking one or two more steps and just, you know, being more physical.
Do you think more could have been done to slow down Adam Thielen? I mean, he was just all over the place in this game. You think more attention should have been or could have been paid to Thielen?
Nah, I think we were, the two touchdowns he had, I think the guys were right there. You know, we got to make a play. And you know, some other things, and you know, I know I had one on an over route where I should have clamped down sooner. I think, you know, as far as the defense and what we had planned, I think it was a good plan. I just think as far as players, we got to make more plays.
Antoine, now you played against Brady a lot when you played with the Colts. I'm sure you played him many, many times. You had a lot of big games with the Colts and the Pats, you know, back when in the Peyton Manning days and all of that. How about going up against him now, though? I mean, you look at Brady from years ago, and the Brady today, I mean, he's a little, you know, it's a little more pedestrian Tom Brady than it was maybe 10 years ago. How about right now looking at where Brady is?
Nah, I think he's still doing what he does. You know, it wasn't like he was ever a dual quarterback. He was the same type of quarterback,
right,
to stand
right,
in the pocket.
Right.
He's going to look at the defense, diagnose the defense, and he's going to look at his matchups, you know, and he's going to get the ball to you know, the guy, and I think he's still doing that. You know, obviously they give you a lot of different looks. They start an empty, they motion back in, and he'll find the matchups. He knows the weaknesses of the defense, and I think he's doing that now. And he has a lot of weapons around him. So I mean, for us, it's just, you know, realizing the formations, where certain guys are, and we just know it's their offense is predicated on timing, so we got to throw the timing off and try to get him off his spot.
We're talking to Antoine Bethea about the Giants coming off the loss to Minnesota. They have the very difficult challenge of going into Foxborough and dealing with the New England Patriots. Do you get a little extra pumped up when you're facing a legendary quarterback? I mean, Joe mentioned it. You've seen Brady before. You've seen him for a million years. We all have. We're all sick of him. But as a defensive player, you get a little extra excited to go up against a Hall of Famer like that?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you'll get the best shot. You know, you're going to get, like you say, playing against a legendary quarterback. So, regardless of who you're playing, you should get charged up. But, you know, going against Tom Brady and the Patriots and what they represent, man, you know, you know, as the Giants going in there, man, we got to be excited about this opportunity.
And I know you got to run, but I just want to ask you just one last question again. Antoine Bethea, the Giants. You know, going into this game, look, nobody's expecting to win this game. I mean, let's be honest about it. Does that almost motivate you even more that you know, hey, you know what? Nobody thinks we got a shot in this game. That almost gives you a chance to play maybe even a little looser and maybe even a little more motivated. How about that?
Man, we just got to go play ball. We got to go play ball, man. We can't worry about what everybody else thinks or what they say. We got to go play ball, man. You know, we've shown flashes of that we can play really good football. We got to do it for 60 minutes. And, you know, come Thursday, once that clock says 0-0, we'll see what the score is. But we definitely have a good opportunity. We need to go in there and play our style of ball, the style of ball we know we're capable of playing. And, you know, we can surprise a lot of people.
Best of luck, Antoine.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Good luck Thursday, Antoine. Take care, man.
Yep.
Antoine Bethea, the Giants. His report was brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.